Hi, this is Katie Souza. Welcome to Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. We're wrapping up our series on trauma. I've been sharing with you the story of the head-on collision that I was in and how it resulted in major injuries for everyone in the car. I had a hemothorax, which is internal bleeding in the chest wall. It actually prevented me from being able to breathe because as the blood filled up my chest, it compacted my lungs. But God supernaturally stopped the internal bleeding in an instant, right as they wheeled me into the operating room. Then 2 weeks later, God did another miracle by healing my two broken ribs overnight. Doctors say that's impossible. Broken ribs take 8 weeks to heal. But when the doctors took my new x-ray to confirm the miracle, there was no sign whatsoever that my ribs had ever been broken. One of the keys to positioning yourself to receive miracles like that is to be healed of all the effects of your past traumas. Today, we're gonna watch some amazing video testimonies of people who got healed in their physical bodies when they were healed of wounds in their soul that came from past traumas. Last week, I shared a story about one of my own past traumas, which was an incident where a biker club tried to kill me. Let's start today's program with a review. Trauma wounds your soul, and when your soul is wounded by that trauma, it can cause you to get sick. It can cause diseases and disorders to develop in you. And it can also prevent you from getting healed of the effects of a trauma. You see people, 10, 15, 20 years later, not ever being able to fully recover from a cause, from an injury and an accident. And there's a reason why. Because in that accident, not only did they break a bone or something else, but they wounded their soul. Their soul was wounded by the trauma. Trauma does come in many forms. It's not just something so obvious like a car accident or something like that. Maybe you've had another myriad of different circumstances that you've gone through. Maybe you lost your job and then your car and then your house, or you lost your children or had an ugly divorce. Maybe one of your family members passed away. Or you yourself have lived through a long sickness or illness, or one of your loved ones has, and you've been there with them during the entire time. All those things and a myriad more circumstances can traumatize you and wound you. So how do you get these wounds healed? Well, that's the message I'm going to preach over and over and over and over and over again with no shame. It's all about Jesus. It's his cross and it's his resurrection. Amen. Why would we need to have the blood when we're trying to get the wounds healed in our soul that came from trauma? Because you know what? A lot of times there's sin involved in trauma. Somebody could have hit you and they were drunk. You could have hit somebody in your car and you were drunk. Maybe I need to forgive someone who hurt me and sinned against me. Amen. So you always start with the blood. But then you don't stop there, do you? When you're healing a wound in your soul, you need the blood and you need dunamis. You need the blood from the cross, but you need the power called dunamis that comes through the resurrection. How did Jesus heal that woman that had been traumatized for 12 years? He used dunamis. He used dunamis. Did you hear what I said? He used dunamis. Tell me what happened, dear.
When I was like 4 or 5, I stuck a toothpick in my right ear, and I busted my eardrum. And I have had like several sets of tubes in my ears, and it's been like clogged, and sometimes it drains and stuff. And when I came in here this morning, it was clogged, and it was sore all the way down my neck. And then when you started praying, I felt heat from right here up. I mean, it was like hot heat. I mean, and it just unclogged. It was like, whoa. I mean, it was awesome. It was
still right now, unclogged.
Yeah.
And you can hear good?
You're fine.
Perfect or?
Perfect.
Oh my gosh. So we were praying for your soul. So when you stuck that toothpick, it was trauma. Your soul was traumatized by the event. Not only was your physical body injured. And so I believe that today you got prospered in your health even as your soul was prospered. Do you believe it?
I do. Thank you.
Notice the pain, the heat started from here, you said?
Here, yeah.
because the power was going through, diffusing in her soul. The dunamis power, making her excellent soul. So how does that feel now?
Awesome. Thank you, Lord.
You must have been suffering your whole life with that.
I was. Yeah, since about four.
Since 4 years old. Come on, can we give Jesus a praise?
And things were very, very violent in my family. And immediately I went back to being a little girl. And, you know, my parents were just so frustrated. They didn't want me. So frustrated that my dad used to pick me up by one arm and one leg and swing me around and throw me against the wall. And that damaged my face pretty severely. And I've had to have a couple surgeries in my adult life to help fix some of the damage in my face. And it mostly impacted my jaw. Well, just after that, you gave a word of knowledge about a jaw being healed, and I just tingled and went on fire from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. And so when we were done soaking, I went and looked. I pulled a mirror out of my purse and looked, and when I opened my mouth, now it's straight. It used to pull to one side.
You got healed of a major trauma in your soul. And that wound in your soul was causing your jaw to be misaligned. And you were even healed of the offense that came with it. And it's her mouth. You see that? Her mouth. The offense, the mouth. See, it's all tied. It was a trauma. It was an offense. It's like this multiple thing going on. God healed it all in one fell stroke. You open your mouth and it opens straight now. And it used to pull this up. Look at that. Do it again. Come on, let's give God a praise.
For 9 years, I've suffered with back problems. I've had 5 back surgeries, and God healed me last night. And I was, and this morning, I wanted to test it. So I could not do this before.
And wait.
Wow.
It gets even better.
Wait, okay, we're getting a demonstration here.
Woo-hoo! Jesus!
That's after 5 back surgeries?
5, and I have all sorts of hardware in my back. I should not be able to do that.
You have metal in your back?
And metal in my back.
And you just did a back bend on the wall?
Yes. I haven't been able to do that in 9 years. 9 years.
9 years.
Yes.
You told us about the trauma and going back when we were children, going back into years ago. And as you were speaking and giving instruction, I began to have a vision of my siblings screaming in my ear, 2 of them. And I remember, and it took me back to when the injury occurred, exactly when it occurred, when I was about 5 years old. And we used to think it was funny to shock each other, but that hurt my earlobe. And since then, I haven't been able to hear well in my left ear. So when you called out the left ear, the hearing in your ear, I immediately knew that was for me to touch. As I've been praying, Lord, please heal my ear. I want to hear well. And would be muddled. I couldn't hear well. And even failed the hearing test many times. It just said even surgery wasn't an option for me to be able to hear again. And then I knew then quickly that, Lord, you're doing it. You're healing my ear now. You even showed me when the injury occurred. And I just thank God for that wisdom that to show me the picture when it happened. And I began to say, oh, Lord, you're hearing. You're healing me. You're healing me. And I just received it. And then I told my friend, I said, whisper in my ear. Whisper something. So he said, why would whisper? I said, just whisper anything. And he did. And I could hear exactly what he said. I said, oh, Lord, you did it. Thank you.
When I was first sentenced to 13 years, I thought, oh no, I'm gonna be here forever. But as the years passed, I realized that God had me there for a reason, not just as punishment for my crimes, but to be changed, healed, and empowered. And now I'm taking everything God taught me and I'm using it to heal hurting people all around the world. We teach inmates that they have a future and that they can change the world too. If I could do it, they can do it, and you can help.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of Made Perfect in Weakness, 3-disc set. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Made Perfect in Weakness.
Are you still suffering today from an accident or injury that happened years ago? Are you still in emotional or physical pain from a traumatic situation? In this CD set, Made Perfect in Weakness, I show you how to get healed of the mental, emotional, and physical pain that comes from trauma. I've also included 60 minutes of prayers that I personally lead you through that will bring major breakthrough.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
I love the Lord. And last night I was listening to this sister, and I just thought, I said, could this be real? Because I had hepatitis C, and I went through the treatment, and I declared my healing a long time ago, but it's been tight right down here. And it's still painful. And last night I was just thinking, I said, is what the sister's saying real? And I felt like a boom down there last night, and I didn't say nothing. And then when I got arrested, it ain't there no more. It's clean down here. But what I'm saying, I got arrested, I got my larynx choked with a nightstick, and I could never breathe out of this nostril since then. There's a rip down in here. I can breathe out of that nostril now. You know what I'm saying? Jesus.
Hey, stay right here, wait. Oh my gosh, okay, so you had this pain. Was that in connection to the Hep C?
Yes.
They told you that?
My liver swells up and it's just like it's tight down there. Last night when you was talking, I was just thinking, you know, about the resurrection power of the Lord, because the Lord's wanting to take us into a new dimension.
Oh, did you hear that? You're a man after my own heart.
And I just thought about the pleading the blood and all that. By His stripes we are healed. And I talk about the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a new dimension He wants to take us into. And when I was just thinking about it, I wanted to say something last night. I said, I want to make sure this is real, you know what I'm saying? And it's loosened up.
It's loosened up. I believe you're being healed of the Hep C. Amen? And you said you got choked with a nightstick?
I had a sergeant do a deadlift on me when I was arrested.
A deadlift. And since that time, this nostril has been completely blocked.
I couldn't breathe out of this nostril for the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
5, 6, 7, 8 years. Now do it again. Show me how you can breathe. Come on, this is a creative miracle from God. Awesome. Thank you so much. That's wonderful. Awesome. What happened?
Last night when I came in, I was sitting out here, and then we prayed that prayer over and over and over. And I've been having problems with my back.
What kind of problems?
They said that, I fell down here in the chow hall, coming out of the chow hall twice. First time I fractured my tailbone. The second time I broke it when I fell. And since I'm a diabetic, they said my hips are deteriorating. And then last night, I prayed and I prayed, and I have problems getting up at night. And when I got up this morning, I got up like I was 18 years old. I don't feel no pain right now. And now we prayed again. I still don't feel no pain.
How long ago did those falls happen?
I'm talking about going on 6 years.
6 years ago, you fell basically twice, fracturing the tailbone the first time, breaking it the second time. And I'm saying you've been in constant pain since?
Yes, ma'am. They told me that I went to see the doctor, and they were going to put a cast on me from my hips all the way up to my chest. And they said they told me they couldn't find a cast.
And you've been in pain ever since. And have you worn that for 6 years?
No, I don't have it.
They wanted to give it to you and you haven't had it. So you've had no support for your broken tailbone, nothing these entire 6 years. And you've been in agony this whole time.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you wake up in the morning, hard to get out of the bed.
Well, one time I got up and I fell down.
You fell down when you got up out of the bed. It was so bad. But this morning, how did it feel?
Well, this morning I feel like a teenager. I'm walking. People that see me walk on the hallway, I walk sideways. They gave me a name, Sidewinder.
Sidewinder. Because your tailbone got broken, you got tagged as Sidewinder.
I walk sideways.
But now no pain. And how's your walking? Is it better?
Walking good.
Walking good?
Yeah.
Come on, let's give Jesus a big praise. This man got healed of a broken tailbone. His bone got mended. Come on, let's give a big shout. That's awesome. Woo! Ah, you're not walking sideways now.
What happened, dear?
I just went out for outside medical because I have arthritis in my shoulder, and it was the bone was on my joints and bones was rubbing against each other, and they said that I was gonna have to have surgery on it, and I didn't want to have surgery because I'm writing a book for the Lord, and I said I'm right-handed, well, how am I gonna write? So as you were saying about the healing of your arm, I just began to just praise God and just begin, now I can do my arm like.
Wow, those were some amazing testimonies. I bet your faith is really high right now to receive your own breakthrough. So we're going to go and do a super soak. I encourage you to really focus and engage in this prayer time because this is how you get healed. We didn't produce these shows just to give you a good message. The whole point of this show is to see you get healed so that when you watch these programs, something really happens. You get a real, tangible miracle. How you get that is by engaging in these prayer times. I'm encouraging you to really focus and get involved in the Super Soak. Let's quickly review the two things that get your soul healed. They're both about Jesus. The blood of Jesus shed at the cross washes away every sin that could wound you. And the dunamis power from the resurrection heals the wounds that came from sin and trauma. Remember, the word dunamis means excellence of soul. Every time you pray for dunamis to fill your soul, you become more and more excellent. Then you'll prosper in every area of your life. Those are the two things we're going to focus on in this Super Soak. So let's go back to the conference now and really press in for your breakthrough.
So just put your hand on your belly or your heart. And I'm just going to pray for you. Holy Spirit, right now. I says that you would come, Holy Spirit, right now. And you would remind everyone here of any sin that might be involved in their trauma. Maybe they need to repent of something. Maybe they need to forgive someone or even a business, an agency like an insurance company. Whatever that trauma might be, and maybe it's a divorce or loss of a loved one or loss of a job. Maybe they need to forgive their boss. Maybe they need to repent for being angry at their boss. Whatever that trauma might be, Holy Spirit, please tell them right now by the revelatory power that you bring what sins need to be dealt with first in Jesus' name. Now let's just pray together. Just say, Lord, Wash me clean of any sin that's involved in my trauma. I repent for anything I've done that was considered sin. I forgive anyone or any business that was associated with my trauma. And I ask that you would cleanse me of all sin that could further wound my soul. And I repent for getting involved with the drama of the trauma. I break my agreement with that. I am not going to focus negatively on my trauma. I'm not going to be consumed by it. I'm going to get healed of it. I decree it right now in the name of Jesus. Now say amen. Okay, now, do we stop there? No. Now we're going to do dunamis. Remember, the woman with the issue of blood, she was completely traumatized, wasn't she? 12 years of being sick, bleeding, the shame that came from that, the humiliation, the embarrassment, all the surgeons and doctors she went through, and she suffered under their hands, and she spent all the money she had. She only got worse and worse. She was completely traumatized. But when she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, what happened? Dunamis was released. I want you to reach out right now and touch the hem of his garment. Just really cleanse on to Jesus. Dunamis comes from him. Remember, Jesus was anointed with power. And he went around healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. He healed with that power. Touch the hem of his garment right now. Use your faith to pull on that dunamis that Jesus has given you. Do anything you can to get through the noisy crowd of your mind, just like that woman. She made her way through that crowd. She believed. She used her faith to press in. She knew if she could just get to Jesus and touch the hem, that she would get healed, and that's exactly what happened. Dunamis came out of Christ, and she became excellent in her soul. She was healed of every trauma that came from those horrible situations over that 12-year-long horrific illness. I want you to use your faith right now. Get to Jesus. Press in towards him. Know that when you touch him, that dunamis is going to be released on your soul. And it's going to heal your physical body right now in Jesus' name. Keep on pressing. Get to the hem of Jesus. Receive dunamis power. Now just say, I decree I'm excellent of soul. I'm being filled with dunamis right now. The power is filling my soul and my body. I'm being healed by the power of dunamis. I'm touching the hem of Jesus' garment. And he's healing me in both body and soul. I receive the infilling of the power now in Jesus' name. Now in Jesus' name. Now in Jesus' name. Now in Jesus' name. Say, I am excellent of soul. 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 Can you just give a shout now to Jesus? Just give him a shout and thank him.
Wow, this has been an amazing series on how trauma wounds the soul and how those wounds prevent us from getting breakthrough in every area of our life. Now that you've been healed, you should expect extreme changes in your thinking, in your emotions, and even miracles in your body. Don't forget, if you have to face any new traumatic circumstances, make sure to keep your soul healed as you go through it. If a situation arises, make sure you're quick to repent and forgive, and just keep on commanding that your soul be filled with dunamis so you can remain excellent of soul. Keep focusing on Jesus and your healing, instead of your pain and the drama of the trauma. When I was first sentenced to 13 years, I thought, oh no, I'm gonna be here forever. But as the years passed, I realized that God had me there for a reason, not just as punishment for my crimes, but to be changed, healed, and empowered. And now I'm taking everything God taught me and I'm using it to heal hurting people all around the world. We teach inmates that they have a future and that they can change the world too. If I could do it, they can do it, and you can help.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of Made Perfect in Weakness 3-disc set. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Made Perfect in Weakness.
Are you still suffering today from an accident or injury that happened years ago? Are you still in emotional or physical pain from a traumatic situation? In this CD set, Made Perfect in Weakness, I show you how to get healed of the mental, emotional, and physical pain that comes from trauma. I've also included 60 minutes of prayers that I personally lead you through that will bring major breakthrough.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, we're going to continue working on your inner man. I'm going to go deeper into the revelation of the soul to show you how people are dying of disease before their time as a direct result of a wound in their inner man. If you're suffering from a long-term or terminal disease, and no matter what you've tried, prayer, fasting, procedures, medication, even going to doctor after doctor, and none of it has worked, then this program could hold the keys to your breakthrough. Next week, I'm going to show you biblically that people are dying before their time because of the condition of their soul. Don't miss this show. We'll see you next week. For information on events, products, free videos, blogs, and even more, log on to my website, katiesouza.com. Do you have a friend or loved one in prison? I'd love to send them a free copy of my book. Just log on to katiesouza.com and fill out a prisoner book request today.